What's up, crew? Welcome to another episode of Ryzen Pod. I am back, as I was earlier today, and we're talking quarterfinals again. This is my immediate response to the 2023 CrossFit Games quarterfinal workout announcements or test announcements. I find myself literally on my way to the gym to coach my athletes through their experience for these tests, and good luck to everybody that's attacking these things. But I wanted to hop on the mic because I know that my time will be finite throughout the next 3 days, as of course I'm looking to help optimize these athletes that I've been working with all year long. So let's dive right in. Listen, test one, wow, right? We're going to not only front squat, but we're going to descend the weight as we go, starting at loads that are nothing to shake a stick at 225 and 155, and venture our way down from there. But how about this skills test? We have got handstand walking, which I thought would be there. We've got ring muscle ups, which we all knew would be there. And of course, now instead of just strict handstand push-ups, we've got chest to wall strict handstand push-ups, folks. Here's the deal. This is Boz flexing his ability to tell a story and do some correlations in tests and relations to them. We literally had this movement at the CrossFit Games this year at a deficit. Heads couldn't touch the ground, but it was new. And of course, that was the CrossFit Games. So if you are preparing athletes, if you were preparing yourself, if you were having an affiliate level programming, I would hope that this movement made its way to you in some way, shape, or form throughout the last calendar year because, well, CrossFit, right? We know and learn for the future by looking back and reflecting. And this is a very recent test. And then even with the new standards, it was like, okay, once we got this handstand push-up standard this year, I wanted to make sure my athletes practiced it facing the wall because, hey, 10 inches away looks pretty ironic and the same type of angle that is demanded from a pure handstand push-up in space, free, away from the wall. And guess what? That's what they'll be practicing after this year concludes as well, and we'll be drilling up skill work in order to develop that. Free strict handstand push-ups, because it's coming, and you're probably going to have to show stability at the top, and there won't be no falling. Like, we're going to be leveling up our gymnastics. But test one's going to be a doozy. The limitation is going to be there for a tremendous amount of the athletes that have punched their ticket to quarterfinals at that last movement where they're finishing with the chest-to-wall strict handstand facing push-ups. I like it. I like that it's at the end of the workout. Or the test, excuse me, I do this a lot, forgive me, but it's gonna be good, okay? Now, test two, we've got the hang snatch, we've got the overhead walking lunge, and of course we've got the crossovers. Now, this is something I didn't see coming. Now, of course we've practiced a lot of crossovers, we practiced single under skill work, we've practiced single leg double unders, we've practiced, what haven't we practiced? Triple unders, double under crossovers. I did expect this to come at some point. I didn't know that it would be quarters, right? In my mind, I was still under the preconceived notion, which, shame on me, Coach Conway, shame on me, that you know, we were going to test capacity with the rope mainly in the form of dubs, okay? Maybe we'd see single unders at the front portion of a workout and then advance to dubs. But I like this. I like that this is going to actually affect the way that we attack these workouts. I'm going to probably encourage a lot of my athletes spend today attacking some different tests and then working some skill work with the jump rope so that then tomorrow morning we can attack the test two with a smooth understanding of how these crossover jumps are going to go, and that won't be a true pure limitation. So love test two. Again, we're now from the hang. We're overhead in the form of a lunge. It's a heavier load than we see in the open at 70 and 50 pounds with the dumbbell. I like these two tests. Good job. Okay, now we look at test three. Come on with the weight. Come on with the weight and the power. I didn't see this one coming, though. One clean and jerk and five burpee box jump overs. Five rounds for time. Let's go. This is kind of like getting into a fight, or like a bear fight of some sort. You know, to me, it's going to be over in the flash or the blink of an eye. Some athletes, you know, it's going to show, right? The load to me that was prescribed for test three was in the sweet spot. What I mean in the sweet spot is that it allows for athletes that can fly to die. The load will be fast for many. The separation will be in the transitions and in the nuances that they utilize to get the bar off the ground. Do they preload their hips? Do they have to, address the bar a particular way to hit that clean and jerk? Is there a slight pause? Do they have to do this? You know how it is, folks. If you play the sport of fitness and you've been doing CrossFit for a while, small things that we do with a barbell or with a dumbbell before we move it, that will set us apart in a workout that's only going to be a matter of just over, 2 minutes for some of these athletes. This workout is going to be fast. It's going to be furious. It's going to be thoroughly entertaining. I can't wait to see some of the videos from some of these. This is going to be a showstopper. A lot of athletes are probably going to want to front load their weekend with this test while their central nervous system is fresh and fried, or fresh, not fried. They're going to want to hop on that heavy barbell, get snappy and get explosive, and then jump into some of these more metabolic local muscle endurance stressors, where soreness will actually affect, the rest of the weekend. And then we get into test four. Wow. V-ups, coach? V-ups, Coach Bosman? Hey, listen, we're dealing with some of the elite athletes in the world, and we're asking them to do V-ups? Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, thank you. I'll have another. Again, putting people in their place with trying to make training for the unknown and unknowable something that it's not, something that is always observable, like repeatable. Yes, we learn from our history, but don't stop at your history when you just go to like the 2012 CrossFit Games and look onward. Go back further, dig deeper, go find journal articles, go learn a thing or two about Coach Rick Glassman, because he created this. He created this whole sport and this whole movement. The two men that have had the opportunity to hold the torch and lead us in the sport were both very close to Coach Glassman, understood his whys and his hows, and Bosman's taking us back. The V-up's going to be a challenging movement. I'm clearly highlighting that in test four because, yeah, we got the row. We're going to go 1K. We're going to go 50 GHDs. We're going to go 500. Then we're going to go 25 V-ups. But not that, folks. Not just that. We're doing this for 20 dang minutes. Your midline's going to be like a limp noodle if you do it right and you have a good score. Now, if you don't got the capacity and you don't got the sauce to have a good score here, it won't matter. It won't be so relevant. But anytime you have a workout with 50 GHD sit-ups in a chunk and you're expected to have repetitions of this, it's going to get dark. And that simple bodyweight movement that so many athletes overlook and don't take time to develop in the V-up, where the toes are going to have to break above the plane of the head, even if the knees bend, when you're making contact with the toes, it's going to be a problem. I love it. What does this do for us as a movement? Well, it takes us away from the total bar and the GHD sit-up and only using it to train the total bar and the GHD sit-up. Now you need to get gritty and train the strict total bar and train the strict knees to elbows. Because guess what? Anybody that has that capacity to do those movements, they can do a V-up a lot easier. And I don't know how many of you are actually training strict in the form of, strict total bar, strict knee to elbow, strict toe to ring, alternating jackknifes, however you want to call them, V-ups. Stick to the basics. It's going to get tested. Now, with this test, though, I don't know if y'all are hitting this. I'm probably going to prescribe that. Some of my athletes do a little finagling here with their order of operations, and they save this test to the end. Now, yes, that's going to demand that athletes probably do two tests Thursday, two tests Friday. Perhaps those tests Friday are going to be 2 and 5. And then Saturday morning, they wake up and attack test 4. And the reason is because of the physiological response to their core and how it will be demanded and needed in test 5 and in a faster sequence. Test 4 can be a grind. Test 4 can be a grind. The GHD sit-ups can be a grind. The row can be a grind. It's 20 minutes. However, test 5 can't be a grind. And if it affects the way that you do bar muscle-ups and it affects the way that you tuck your knees towards your hands in the rope climb, it will severely affect your time there. So be mindful that if you are doing these workouts, there needs to be a method to the madness. if you hope to optimize your performance. Now, some athletes are out there training at such a high volume and such a high level of fitness that it won't matter so much. It won't matter so much the order that they do them in. Heck, some of these athletes, like in years past, are going to be done, you know, by tomorrow afternoon. Already did one of these training tests. Already one of these tests. Because for a lot of the tip of the spear, this is like a training weekend for them. Seeing where they're at, checking in before they make it to semis. But it's because they're perennial semis. They're perennial games, right? They have the expectation that they're going to certainly make it and be able to have high levels of success. But for everybody, that's not going to be the case necessarily. So that's really important for us to understand. The order matters. I believe that as we finish these five tests, we have an opportunity to digest this information and even look forward into semis. I will nerd out and geek out about all of that at another time and place. But I wanted to publish this audio episode, albeit not the best quality, I'm sure, as I'm rolling in my vehicle here. But just to let you guys know my thoughts. Now, test five, we didn't really dive in too much, but we've got the deadlifts. We've got the bar muscle-ups, we've got the chest-to-bar pull-ups, and we've got the rope climbs. I love this. I love it for a multitude of reasons. I love it because we're actually holding the bar and fatiguing our grip in the form of the deadlift. And, of course, we're still progressing, and not always what some would consider easier to harder in the form of the chest-to-bar to bar muscle-up to the rope climb. But it's programmed in such a way that speed and how you break things up will certainly matter. And I think one of the reasons I really do like this test of test five specifically is because it's pretty grip dependent. And those nine rope climbs at the end of this test are going to feel tremendously different after all the other tests this weekend. As we know that general levels of fatigue carry over and hinder a lot of different things. So I'm a fan of all five as a whole. My favorite, if I were to pick one, oh my goodness, it's hard for me to pick one. I really like one and five from the general aspect of yo, OG old school CrossFit. I love that we're doing crossovers with the dumbbell. I love that we're doing wall-facing handstand push-ups for the first time. I love that we're doing... What did I just talk about? See, that's the problem with driving, is that you can get easily distracted. What was the other new movement that I knew I wanted to highlight again? By giving it some love, it was the wall facing handstand push-ups, the crossover dubs. Oh, the V-up, that darn V-up, folks. I'm telling you, basic level gymnastics. It's almost like a refresher, and I say that because the vision for this sport has to be to increase our athletes' ability to do foundational gymnastics movements and progress them quickly. Because we see where we're at with like rowing. Compare our rowing to an indoor champ of rowing. Like, our people have developed the capacity to be top notch. Compare our lifts to some of our athletes, to some people that compete in the Olympics. Top notch. Now, not in the world. I'm not saying we're the best in the world, but we compete with other athletes that represent their country at the Olympic level. Like, we have CrossFitters, GPP, general physical preparedness athletes that have built the capacity to do that. Top notch. But with gymnastics, we are babies walking around on our hands and doing ring muscle-ups. As we continue to further our sport and advancement of our methodology, we're going to start to have to find ways to test bodyweight movements, holds, whether it's using implements that help us validate or refining judges' eyes that help us be able to get creative with the movements that can be introduced. But folks, the next level here is coming. I work with a great gymnastics coach in Sheena Hammer with TTRU Fitness. And I'm going to tell you now that true gymnastics, the way that we program for it, the value that that program will bring is going to continue to be exponentially important for athletes that want to compete. Because it's not just about now cycling handstand push-ups. It's not just about now cycling chest to bar pull-ups. It's going to be different. The test will be varied in a way that is going to keep checking us and the way that we program. So that's my warning to everybody, because I feel like I am experiencing this challenge myself currently. Like, looking at the test, it makes me question the progressions that I have built for my athletes, the progressions that we've followed throughout the last calendar year or 2 years, the way that I focus and emphasize particular skills and drills over others. And now it's all being called into question because we're now being tested in a very new and very different way. And to me, this excites me. To some, it will disappoint. To some, it will be a gut check and they'll swallow their pride. But I think to every coach that is growth-minded and really loves CrossFit for what it is, boy, it's exciting times. Athletes, good luck. Coaches, good luck. Go get it. Drop your feedback. I'd love it if you guys subscribe to this podcast if you don't already. And hey, share it. You know, if you'd like to listen to me rant and ramble about all the different things that are involved in our methodology, or when I get back to my short format podcast with the Daily Rise, or even if you like it when I hop on with a guest and we chop it up athlete to athlete and have some good conversation and candor about their background or what they look forward to in the season or their expectations around the season or training to come, then share it. Show me some love by letting this get out into the interwebs and grow in our audience a little bit. I appreciate you guys. Good luck, have fun, and most importantly, keep rising.